that completes our public hearing agenda for the evening, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2471, Epworth United Methodist Church.
I have a motion for this.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU number 2471 for the Epworth UMC to allow an on-premises electronic message center sign based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is an application for conditional use to install an on-premise electronic message display sign. This type of application is permitted under section 115-161.1A, 3 of the zoning code. Two, the sign will be located on the Epworth United Methodist Church property and it will be used to display information about the church and its various activities and events. Three, the sign will place a prior static, will replace a prior static display sign on the site that is on the church property. Four, the sign will be required to comply with all the sign regulations in the zoning code, including brightness and motion. Five, the sign will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways and traffic. And six, a final site plan showing the location of the sign on the site shall be submitted to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission for approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2471, Epworth United Methodist Church, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.
And Mr. Chairman, on these next ones, since they're all solar farms, and we have seen solar farms, we have a fairly standard motion for solar farms. Several of the commissioners had asked me to sort of have motions ready to go, subject to details. And with each commissioner's permission, if there's an inclination to make a motion on it, I'm prepared to read one for the commission to adopt. We might be here a little bit longer, but that saves time down the road at some of the meetings.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2388, Rifle Range Road Solar LLC. Mr. Butler, what's your pleasure?
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay. And we've discussed it a little bit, so.
New to me, so we're, I'm going.
Yeah, we've been working side by side on this. So Mr. Butler's motion is to recommend approval of conditional use number 2388 for Rifle Range Road Solar LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code and it meets the purpose of the conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it for more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 36.65 acres of a larger 93-acre parcel. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar farm array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is set back approximately 775 feet from Rifle Range Road, and the land is designated within the low-density area according to Sussex County's future land use map. This is an appropriate location for this solar array. Five, the application generally complies with Ordinance Number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the conditions imposed by the operation of Ordinance Number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Eight, based upon the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. Nine, the proposed use generates or provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Ten, several people spoke in support of this application and there was no opposition to the application. 11, the recommendation is subject to conditions set forth in Ordinance Number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted on the site. This array shall be set back at least 775 feet from Rifle Range Road. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for the solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, all required fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. I, the final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas as stated during the public hearings. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Is that your motion?
That's my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2388 Rifle Range Road Solar LLC for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated within the motion.
Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2390 Taylor Mill Road Solar One LLC.
So commissioners, on this one, this is Ms. Wingates, and there was some opposition. She had asked me, you know, to consider making a motion ready for somebody else to make. I just don't know if you're in favor of it. If you can, I'll go ahead and make it. I know one of the conditions was that there would be no herbicides or pesticides.
Yes,
on that.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm in favor of a motion that would include that condition.
Okay.
Agreed.
Well, let me go ahead. It's going to sound mighty similar to the last one. So.
Any way you can incorporate the conditions from the last motion?
They're tweaked a little bit in each one, so I can. No, it would get too confusing.
Go ahead.
To try to do it.
Read away.
Yeah, the motion is to recommend approval of conditional use number 2390 for Taylor Mill Road Solar One LLC for a solar farm in the R1 district based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it for more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 18.64 acres of a larger 79.5 acre parcel. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential businesses and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located outside of the town of Laurel and next to the Laurel Fire Station and other agricultural uses. The land is also designated as being within a low density area according to Sussex County's future land use map. This is an appropriate location for this type of use. Five, the application generally complies with ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the conditions imposed by the operations of ordinance number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Eight, based on the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by this facility. Nine, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to residents and businesses of Sussex County. 11, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, all required fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. H, stormwater management and erosion sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, no chemicals or herbicides shall be applied to the land where the solar arrays will be located. I, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2390, Taylor Mill Road Solar One LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2393, Sunrise Solar Incorporated.
Robinson, can we get another motion?
We can, if you're ready. All right. Once again, the commission moves recommendation of approval of a conditional use number 2393, right? Sunrise Solar LLC for a solar farm in the GR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code and it meets purposes of the conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar array shall be located on approximately 22 acres of a larger 134.61-acre site. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options, such as solar arrays. There was testimony that the solar array will benefit residential business and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located in a rural area that is largely surrounded by tilled lands and forest. The land is also designated as being within the existing development area. According to the Sussex County Future Land Use Map, this is an appropriate location for this use. Five, this application generally complies with Ordinance Number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the conditions imposed by the operation of Ordinance Number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Seven, the proposed solar generation, that'd be something totally different. The proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Eight, based on record, there's no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. Nine, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, there was no opposition to this application. 11, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in Ordinance Number 2920 and the following additional conditions, and I would like to incorporate by reference conditions A through G of the motion that was just made for conditional use number 2390. And then H, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2393, Sunrise Solar Incorporated, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Butler.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2397, Miss Pillion Solar Farm LLC.
At the risk of making Ashley really mad at me, I have another motion. This one, I think I can incorporate the conditions, all of them, from the last one. So the commission moves to recommend approval of conditional use number 2397 for Miss Pillion Solar Farm LLC for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, The proposed facility is a public utility used under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 30 acres of a larger 121.3-acre tract. The proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is set back a significant distance from Shawnee. No, that's not right. Shawnee Road? Yeah, Shawnee Road. I couldn't even read my own writing. And it's surrounded by forest on two sides as well as other agricultural uses. Thank you, whoever chimed in. The land is also designated as being within the low-density area according to Sussex County Future Land Use Map. This is an appropriate location for that use. Five, the application generally complies with Ordinance Number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the condition imposed by the operations of Ordinance Number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Eight, based upon the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. Nine, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, there was no opposition to the application. And 11, the recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in Ordinance Number 2920, and I would ask that we incorporate the conditions A through I of the motion made for conditional use number 2393, that those be incorporated into this motion. And that's that motion.
And that's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2397, Miss Billion Solar Farm, LLC, for the reasons with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
Mr. Chairman, I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins.
Mr. Chairman, I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Mr. Butler.
I vote yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Next public hearing was conditional use number 2398, Chaberton Energy Blue Hen Solar.
Mr. Robertson?
I'm reminded, what's that? Fifth verse, same as the first, a little bit louder and a little bit worse. I think that applies in this situation. That's going to sound...
Equal readers now.
Yeah, All right. So the commission recommends approval of conditional use number 2398 for Chaberton... I'm on the right one, right? Chaberton Energy Blue Hen Solar for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 61.65 acres. While there are some wetlands on the site, they are not impacted by the use. There's also a tax ditch that will not be disturbed as well. Three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located along Westline Road and Hudson Road, and the land is designated as being within the developing area according to Sussex County's Future Land Use Map. This is an appropriate location for this use. Five, the application generally complies with Ordinance Number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the conditions imposed by the operation of Ordinance Number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Eight, based on the record, there's no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated at the facility. Nine, The proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, one person spoke in favor of this application, and there was no opposition to the application. And 11, the recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920, and I would ask that conditions A through I of the motion made on conditional use number 2393 for Sunrise Solar LLC be incorporated as the conditions, recommended conditions of approval for this application.
That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2398, Chaverton Energy Blue Hand Solar, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Yeah. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins. I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated within the motion.
Mr. Butler.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.
Mr. Robertson, do you have one more motion?
I do indeed.
Maybe have one, please.
Well, there's going to be two more, but they'll hopefully be deferrals.
It just so happens that we have one more solar application.
One more solar.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Additional use number 2433, Chaverton Solar.
If you'd bear with me on this one, there was some additional buffering, so I got to do all the conditions on this one. So.
Okay.
Another page. The commission moves that approval be recommended for conditional use number 2433 for Chamberton Solar for a solar farm in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intensive development. The solar array will be located on approximately 50.5 acres. There is also a tax ditch on the property that will not be disturbed by this use, as well as farm and drainage ditches that will not be disturbed by this use. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is set back a significant distance from Lighthouse Road, and with the exception of one side of it, the use is surrounded by agricultural lands. The other side is adjacent to homes, and that common boundary will be buffered. The land is also designated as being within the developing area according to Sussex County's future land use map. This is an appropriate location for this use. Five, that application generally complies with ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Therefore, specific conditions regarding its operation and screening are not necessary. Six, the solar array is located in an area that primarily consists of agricultural land with the conditions imposed by the operation of ordinance number 2920, including separation distances and buffering. The proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the surrounding property. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Eight, based on the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, odor that will be generated by the facility. Nine, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to residents and businesses of Sussex County. 11, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920. And the following additional conditions: A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for the solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, all required fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. In addition, vegetated buffering that is required by code shall be supplemented along the northeast and northwest boundaries adjacent to residential use with additional canopy trees as stated during the public, In addition, vegetated buffering that is required by code shall be supplemented along the northwest and northeast boundaries adjacent to residential use with additional canopy trees as stated during the public hearing. Sorry about that. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadway. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. F, the location of all transformers or solar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, stormwater management, erosion, and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use, and the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robinson. So moved.
Second.
Don't let me read all that and then not second it.
I just went for a minute.
Yeah, well, you know what? Well, we really ought to turn down one once in a while, just so people know we're paying attention. Yeah.
I just like to see them sweat over here.
Maybe next
taxpayer
time.
Money out of them.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2433, Chaberton Solar. Let's see, Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
Oh, I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay.
Keeping you in suspense, I'm sure, but I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0. So our next public hearing was change of zone number 1996, McKee Builders LLC.
Would you folks like to discuss this any further? Any further discussion on this application before I make a motion? I'm going to make a comment. This application is similar to other communities already approved in the area. I'm going to make a motion to defer for further consideration.
I might second that motion. I will also say, somebody's going to have to support all these people who are moving.
I agree with that. That's probably a topic we should put on for discussion sometime soon.
Agreed.
Because it's not an application specific problem. It's a countywide problem.
I couldn't go, and I know Mr. Wheatley couldn't. He wasn't around, but the Sussex County Today conference or Today and Tomorrow conference, I think, was this morning. Yeah, and I had to get ready for P&Z, but that was the theme of it. And actually, that's 2 years in a row. The first last year's was affordable housing. Today's, I understand, was workforce housing. So
that's one in Dover.
Del Tech down here. It's really good. If y'all ever get a chance to go to it, they're usually pretty good, and you can kind of network with people too.
Every now and then, I'll send an article around that I'll see about that issue. But if you've noticed, the common thread in all of that thinking is density.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it seems like the only place that affordable housing seems to be working is where you allow enough density so that the price can go down because the volume of units is so high.
Sold to higher end units. And
and density has a kind of a bad connotation, but actually it may be your friend in that situation. That's something we'll have to explore another time.
The tricky part of that is I understand that, like the density part of it, but if you just say density and the affordable housing is voluntary with that density, the density just drives up the land cost because people are going to say, well, the density is X on that per acre. You've got to make it so that the land cost doesn't just keep going up.
I don't know how you do that.
I know, I agree.
How you do that. I mean, the if you think about, economics 101, supply and demand, if you create enough supply, the price will go down.
Well, that's also true.
And I think that's what some of the thinking in some of the more urban areas is that they can just create more of it, the price will come down. And I don't know if that works for us or
it's
not.
It's complicated.
We will not solve that problem tonight. But we need to work on it.
I will say, I think you bring up a good point, Mr. Wheatley. The issue is, and we've seen it, I know you and I have, that we've gone from, we're in an odd spot, we're not urban, so the urban rules for affordable housing and workforce housing don't necessarily apply to us.
I agree.
And we're not also rural anymore, we're sort of somewhere in between the two.
Right. Suburban sprawl.
Some of these major subdivisions. Yeah. Could you put
okay, so we have a motion and a second.
And then some affordable
housing. Do we get a second? Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I second it.
Yes.
Before I commented.
Okay, moved and seconded.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone and number 1996 McKee Builders LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2402 McKee Builders LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make a motion to defer this too for further consideration.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2402 McKee Builders LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay. That completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any other things we need to discuss at this time?
Not at this time, Mr. Chairman. At a future date, we might circle back on dates and times as we did in our prior meeting. So.
All right. All right. Well, there being no further business, we'll stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone.